There's a small island west of the United Kingdom. It has the Atlantic Ocean for company. It's time to let you into one of the maybe the worst time in its history. Today, the 13th of November, 2025, I'm going to let you in. I'm going to let you have a glimpse of what happened. Read by Evan Boland, the Irish poet.
This is called quarantine. In the worst hour of the worst season of the worst year of a whole people, a man set out from the workhouse with his wife. He was walking, they were both walking north. She was sick with famine fever and could not keep up. He lifted her and put her on his back. He walked like that, west and west and north, until at nightfall, under freezing stars, they arrived. In the morning, they were both found dead, of cold, of hunger, of the toxins of a whole history. But her feet were held against his breastbone. The last heat of his flesh was his last gift to her. Let no love poem ever come to this threshold. There is no place here for the inexact praise of the easy graces and sensuality of the body. There is only time for this merciless inventory. Their death together in the winter of 1847. Also, what they suffered, how they lived, and what there is between a man and woman, and in which darkness it can best be proved.
It's time for me to have a go at reading it. Quarantine. By Evan Boland. In the worst hour of the worst season of the worst year of a whole people, a man set out from the workhouse with his wife. He was walking, they were both walking, north. She was sick with famine fever and could not keep up. He lifted her and put her on his back. He walked like that, west and north. Until at nightfall, under freezing stars, they arrived. In the morning, they were both found dead, of cold, of hunger, of the toxins of a whole history. But her feet were held against his breastbone. The last heat of his flesh was his last gift to her. Let no love poem ever come to this threshold. There is no place here for the inexact praise of the easy graces and sensuality of the body. There is only time for this merciless inventory. Their death together in the winter of 1847. Also, what they suffered, how they lived, and what there is between a man and a woman, and in which darkness it can best be proved. I'll have another go at it. Quarantine. In the worst hour. In the worst hour of the worst season of the worst year of a whole people. The worst year of a whole people. A man set out from the workhouse with his wife. He was walking. They were both walking. North. She was sick with famine fever. She was sick with famine fever and could not keep up. He lifted her and put her on his back. He lifted her and put her on his back. He walked like that, west and west and north, until at nightfall, under freezing stars, they arrived. In the morning, they were both found dead. Both found dead of cold, of hunger, of the toxins of a whole history. Of the toxins of a whole history. But her feet were held against his breastbone. The last heat of his flesh was his last gift to her. Let no love poem ever come to this threshold. Let no love poem ever come to this threshold. There is no place here for the inexact praise of the easy graces and sensuality of the body. There is no place here for the inexact praise of the easy graces and sensuality of the body. There is only time for this merciless inventory. Their death together in the winter of 1847. Together in the winter of 1847. Also what they suffered, how they lived, and what there is between a man and a woman. What there is between a man and a woman. And in which darkness it can best be proved. And in which darkness it can best be proved. Big thanks to Evan Boland. May she rest in peace. She passed away in 2020.